verse number 16, we have seen that as the sun is illuminating its own orb and the whole Brahmand, similarly that Parampurus illuminates the Virat, the whole Virat inside and outside. In verse number 17, Saha Amritasya Abhyasya, that is Amrit, immortal. And he can give you abhay and moksha. His janma is not subject to the karma. Our janma, our birth is subject to the karma. But it is not subject to karma. Truly speaking, he is nitya, unborn, causeless cause. Mahima esa tato brahman purusasya duratya. And mahima, the glory, his glory is ananta glory, and it is very difficult, duratya, very difficult to explain all glories of that purusa. Padeshu.
Padeshu sarva bhutani pumsa sthiti pado viduhu amritam kshema avayam trimurtno dhyayi murdhasu.
Padeshu sarva bhutani pumsa, and in one part, what is pad? Pad is part. In each sloka of Bhagavad Gita, you will find how many path? Four path. So path means a part. In one part of him, sarva bhutani punsa, the whole Brahman, all bhutas, they all reside in one part. The whole manifested world is only in one part of him. And Gurudev used to explain, like if Indian lady wearing a sari with a long pallu, and the last the pallu is moving the little bit. The whole sari is not moving, the pallu is only moving. So Vishwa is like only that part of the pallu which is moving. It's only one part of him in which the whole world exists. And he is not affected by the world. That we have seen many times. How do you prove that he is not affected by the world? Whatever happens in the world, he is not affected. By seeing the red rose, my eyes never becomes red. So he is the ultimate seer. I am not going to tell the whole procedure now. He is the ultimate seer. So ultimate seer, by seeing the red rose, the seer eyes never get affected. Similarly, the ultimate seer is that Brahman. So he is never affected by anything happening in the world. Then Amritam, Chema, Abhayam. How many lokas there? Upper lokas, seven lokas. Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha, Maha, Jana, Tapa, Satyam. Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha are the three lokas. And upper than that is Maha. Jana, Tapa and Satyam are represented by Amrit, Chema and Abhyam. Amrit is called Jana, Chema, Tapa and Satyam is Abhyam. So Jana, Tapa and Satyam is represented by Amritam, Chema and Abhyam.
Padastrayo vaischasat na prajanam nayashramaha antas trilokyastva paraha grihamedho brihatvrataha.
You see, those grihasthis who have not followed brahmacharyasram, all those grihasthis who have not followed brahmacharyasram, brahmacharyasram according to our scripture, that those who have not studied Veda. That means they are in the sakam karma, they are doing, they have not studied Vedas and they are not adjusting their vasanas or the desires as per the karma kand stated in the Vedas. How you are supposed to fulfill your desires? You are supposed to do fire ritual. And what is the principle behind the fire ritual? That the Ishwar is coming, you are worshipping Ishwar and you are saying, Na idam mamati, this is not mine. So while fulfilling desire, Ishwar comes in. At this point of time, does Ishwar come in? While fulfilling your selfish desire? No, Ishwar is not coming. So those who have not fulfilled Brahmacharya Ashram and are in the Grihastha Ashram, they go into three lokas only, Bhu, Bhuva, Swa. They will travel only in these three lokas. But the Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi, they will go to Jana, Tapa and Satyalok. Brahmachari will go to Jana Lok. Vanaprastha to Tapa Lok and Sannyasi to the Satyalok. There is a little bit of difference. Brahmachari who has studied the Shastra. Vanaprastha who has done Upasana. Sannyasi, he has got the knowledge. So therefore the different lokas assigned, Brahmachari will go to Jana, Vanaprastha will go to Tapa, and Sannyasi will go to Satyaloka.
Sriti vichakrame vishvam shasanana shame yudhe yad vidyacha vidyacha purushastu bhayashrayaha.
Now it is said there are two paths and we choose that path. After death, whether we will be following the Uttarayan mark or the Dakshinayan. What is Dakshinayan? What is Uttarayan? It goes to the north.
And from July 14th to January 14th, it goes towards south, so that is Dakshin.
Right. So at this point of time, it is going?
North.
Uttarayan. And what is the characteristic of Uttarayan and Dakshinayan? In Uttarayan, slowly the day increases. And when it is coming to Dakshinayan, in India we used to say, 25th December, Bada Din Aagya. Actually speaking, it is from the 14th of January. The stay starts increasing. The light represents knowledge. So here in Bhagavad Gita, it is very clearly stated in detail. Agni Jyoti Aha Sukla Sanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidha Jana. Agni, fire. You see, you will find that light increasing slowly. Agni, then Jyoti, lightning. Fire light is little bit. Jyoti, more. Agni, Jyoti, Aha, daytime. Light is more. You get from 16 hours. Aha, Sukla. Sukla Paksha is 14 days. One is Krishna Paksha, another is Sukla Paksha. Sukla Paksha means the bright. And then Sanmasa Uttarayanam, 6 months of Uttarayan. Starting from 14 January to 14th of July, you will find the daylight increasing. Slowly it is increasing. Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidho Jana. Tatra Prayata, one who dies in this time. He dies in this time. Fire jalti ho, tab mar jao. Lightning ke time mein. Or in the daytime. What will happen if the people die in the right time? Sukla Paksha, somebody dies in Sukla Paksha, others dies in the Krishna Paksha. Sanmasa, Uttarayan time. Who was waiting for the Uttarayan? Uttarayan means? Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidho Bhajana. These people take the path of Uttarayan. What is this Uttarayan path? Uttarayan path is that if you are doing Niskam Karma and Upasana, Karmana Pitraloka Vidya Devaloka. This we have studied in Isavasya Upanishad. Karmana by karma, you can go up to the Pitraloka, And by upasana, vidya upasana, you can go up to the devloka. And after reaching that loka, if you are fit, then you will be given knowledge and you are liberated. You reach up to Brahmaji loka, Brahmaji is there, Guru is there. And if you find that you are dispassionate, vairagya, you don't want sukh now. The petty sukh you don't want. Then if you are fit, then he will give you the knowledge. You are liberated. What happened to Dakshinayan? So it is said, Dhumha Ratri Tatha Krishna Sanmasa Dakshinayana Tatra Chandramasam Jyoti Yogi Prapya Nivartate. Yogi Prapya Nivartate. He has to come back. Who has to come back? Dhumha Ratri. Here you will find the darkness increasing slowly. Dhumha, Dhuma, smoke. Ratri, time increase. Then Krishna, Pacha, 14 days. Sanmasa, Dakshinayan, 6 months. Night is longer. So those who do the Sakam Karma, Sakam Karma means, I have opened a charitable institution, school, a charitable hospital, or Gaon mein kuwa khod diya, something social work. So these people get some merit and they will take Dakshinayan Marg. And when you go by Dakshinayan Marg, Chine Punne Martaloke Vishanti, again you come back. So one is your Sakam Karma and another is Niskam Karma. So yet Abhidya Chavidya, two words are there in verse number 20. Yad Abhidya. Abhidya means Sakam Karma. How do you say Abhidya is Sakam Karma? In BMI chart, where is Abhidya? Which one is Abhidya? Vasana.
Vasana is Abhidya. Ignorance.
Vasana is Abhidya. And what are the other synonym words for this Vasana? Prakriti, Maya, Yogmaya, Abhidya, all are these synonyms for this. So if you are acting according to Abhidya, according to your Vasana means Sakam Karma. If you are doing Sakam Karma, you will take which mark? Dakshinayan or Uttarayan?
Dakshinayan.
In Dakshinayan, you have to come back. Acha chalo, I have not done social work. I am worshipping my own ego. Still you will be here only. Again and again you will be taking birth because of your vasanas. So avidya and vidya. Here vidya does not mean brahma vidya. Here vidya means upasana. Those who do the upasana. Or niskam karma. So these people will go by Uttarayan Marg. Uttarayan Marg is the path of knowledge. Light is more there. Light represents knowledge. So those who do Niskam Karma and Upasana, they will go by Uttarayan. Those who are doing Sakam Karma and some social work with the idea that I must get some merit, they will go by the Dakshinayan Marg and they will come back. Now the question may arise, I have done upasana, I have done niskam karma, I should have died in daytime or in the sukla, is it not so? Or in Uttarayan time. But suppose if I die in the night, in the Krishna paksha, or when the Dakshinayan is there, what will happen? What will my gati? Hena? According to scripture, I did Niskam Karma, I did my Upasana. But I left this body when? not in daytime, but in night, not in Shukla Paksha, but in the Krishna Paksha, not in Uttarayana, but in Dakshinayana. What will be my gati? So it is said, even if you die in the night, there is a devata there, Kala devata of that night. He will hold the soul and transfer it to the daytime devata. After the night, the soul is with that presiding deity. Next morning, when the light comes, when the sun rises, he will transfer. Like you are transferred in airport, no? From one plane to another plane. And then the air hostess and all the officers are standing, going for this flight, run to this way, this way, this way. The people are standing there, no? Similarly, devatas are standing there. Suppose you die in the Krishna Paksha, you are supposed to die in the Shukla Paksha. So Krishna Paksha Devata will be standing there. He will keep you for 14 days, depending on the time. And then he will transfer it to Shukla Paksha Devata. Similarly, when you die in the Dakshinayan, but you are supposed to go by Uttarayan. So Dakshinayan Devata will hold on and transfer it to Ulta Ho Gaya Mantra. You are supposed to go by Dakshinayan, but you died in daytime. You have done Sakam Karma, but you died in the daytime. Or in the Shukla Paksha, or in the Uttarayan. You will not get Uttarayan Mark. This daytime Devata and Shukla Paksha Devata and Uttarayan Devata will hold on to you. You will transfer it to what is it? Many people ask this question.
Should they say like Vaikunth Ekadashi, the doors open, so you hold the cow's tail and then you get transferred? That's what they say.
So all the people die in Dakshinayana. So this is according to our Bhagavad Gita. So if you want more detail, it is in the chapter number 8, sloka number 24, 25 and 26. शुक्ल कृष्ण गति हेते जगत शाश्वते मते एकया याति अनापृतिम अन्यया आवर्तते पुनः. In one mark there is no coming back. One who goes by the Uttarayan, no coming back. And one who goes by Dakshinayan, Sakam Karma, is coming back. So Uttarayan, you will come back if you are not Bairagi, you are not dispassionate, if you don't get the Brahma Vidya. You don't have the Brahma Vidya. Who are qualified for the Uttarayan? Niskam Karma and Upasak. Those who have done the Upasana. When we are supposed to do the Niskam Karma? In the Grihastha Ashram. When we are supposed to do the Upasana? Vanaprastha Ashram. And the Sannyas Ashram, you are supposed to get the Atmajnan. So you have not got the Atmajnan, you are not Brahmavit. You have done two stages, you have crossed the two ashramas. One ashram is Niskama Karma, Grihastha Ashram. You have done the Vanaprastha Ashram. After that you left the body. What will be your gati? Your gati will be, you will be going by Uttarayan Mark. So if you want Uttarayan Mark, what is to be done? Niskam Karma and Upasana is to be done. What is Niskam Karma? Karma Yoga. You have to do the same karma, but it has to be Karma Yoga. It has to be for the happiness of Lord. Not
for the happiness of
the egos. No. See,
it's a popat one again.
This is science, simple science. Achha. So clear, Uttarayan and Dakshinayan, what it refers, and if somebody dies in between, what will happen, what will the gati? Good. Next.
Yasmadandam virag jagge bhutendriya gunatmakah tadrabhyam atyagad vishvam govi surya ivatapan.
Even as the sun is illumining and warming the rays, is distinct from all other things, is distinct from the illuminated world. Similarly, same way, the Lord from whom yasmat andam. Yasmat andam. And then Virat, Virat Yaki, Virat Purus. We have seen the what is Virat Purus, all the seven lokas and lower and upper lokas in the Virat Purus. We have seen Virat Yaki. Bhuta, all the elements came from them. Indriya, all Indriya also came. From the Bhuta, Indriya came. And Gunatmaka, Gunatmaka means Satta Rajas Tama, three gunas. That also came from him. Tatra Drabhyat, Drabhyat. Drabhyam Atyagat Vishwan Gobi Surya Ivatpan. And he is behind, beyond all this. Like the sun illumines everything but is different from the things illumined. Similarly, this Tattva, this Parampurus, he created all these things but he is beyond and not affected by all these things. All these things are perishable. Starting from Anda and Virat Purus. Virat Purus means all 14 lokas. All 14 lokas are perishable. Why?
Made of
fire. Oh, good. Five lokas, so therefore it's perishable.
Pass me jaga, pass marks.
Very good. So it is all perishable. He is different from that. Everything is happening because he is the changeless substratum. For anything, any changes to happen, you must have something changeless. So that substratum is there. He is not affected by that.
Yadasya nabhyananinat ahamasam mahatmanah. Navidam yagya sambharan purushamayavadrite.
Yad asya nabhi nalina aham asam mahatmana. When Brahmaji said, when I came out from that Parampurus, first time, from his nabhi, the lotus, from the nabhi lotus I came. Navidam yagya sambharan. There was no yagya material. Navidam, nothing was there. Brahmaji alone was there sitting on that lotus, Abhidharma. And Purusa Avaya, and his Avaya, only the limbs of the Supreme were there, no material for the sacrifice. Only the limbs were, Avayas were there. Then what happened? Teshu.
Teshu yagyasya pashavah savanaspataya pushaha idam cha deva yajanam. Yajanam kalas choru gunanvitam.
Tesu, I collected from those aware. What he collected? Tesu yagyasya pasuva. I collected, I made pasus from his limbs. Pasu for sacrifice. Earlier, sacrifice used to be done. Pasu required, pasu. Sa vanaspatah, all vanaspati. All vegetations created from his limbs. Kusa grass is required. Why kusa grass is required? They make a ring. For any puja, they put you on the kusa grass. So kusa grass was also made. Idam, you need the ground also. So idam, ground was also made. Cha deva yajanam kala. The right time of doing worshipping or right time to do the puja. That kala was also created at that time. What else was created? Next.
Vastunyo shadaya sneha rasaloha mrido jalam rijo yajum shikamani jatur hotram cha sattama.
Vastu means the vessels also were created. Ausadaya, herbs were created. Sneha?
Love.
Ghee. another name of the ghee is sneha.
Sneha padartha.
Sneha padartha. Gritam bhi hai, sneha. Then rasa, six rasa. What are the six rasa?
Sweet, sour,
bitter and astringent, pungent, sour.
Sour.
Rasa, loha, metal, mrida, earth, mitti. Nothing was there, na? He created everything. Jalam, water also. These all materials are required for your worshipping. Racho yajansi samani, then three Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Sam Veda. Then Chatur Hutram, then you require four priests for doing the yajna. And their names are Hota, Advaryu, Udgata and Brahma. What is Hota? Hota will do only the peace invocation. First Shanti Mantra he will chant, peace mantra. And Advaryu, he will arrange all the things required for the fire ritual. How many bricks will be required to make the havan, kunda, what will be its size, what will be its height, what are the other materials required for the havan. He will collect everything. Advaryu, Udgata. Udgata, he will chant the mantra, Samveda mantra. It has to be in musical form. We will only chant that. And what is the job of Brahman?
Brahma
will sit quietly. He will only point out the defects. Point out the defects means whenever there is a lapse or there is a delay or there is a mantra ucharan is golmaal, he will say, oh, and all will understand something has gone wrong. He will not point out, hey, galti kiya, apne aisa nahi kiya. The moment he says, Om, everybody will be. So he will do, Om. And then everybody will think something has gone wrong. The process has to be tick karna hai, or the mantra chanted is wrong. Something like that. So these are the four priests required. Those were also Chaturhutam, Chasatam. He made all those also. Then,
नामधेयानि मंत्राश्च दक्षिणाश्च व्रतानि च देवतानुक्रमः कल्पः संकल्पस्तंत्रमेव च
नामधेयानि एंड देन यू हैव टू पुट द नेम ऑफ द यज्ञ दे आर डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ यज्ञ फॉर डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ डिजायर दे आर डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ सो द नामधेयानि ही गेव द नेम्स आल्सो मंत्रस्य फॉर ईच यज्ञ डिफरेंट मंत्र मंत्र वाज आल्सो गिवन दक्षिणा important part. Dakshina, Vratanicha, and different types of Vrata were also described by him. Devatanukrama means how it is to be performed, the ritual, how it is to be performed, the procedure. Then Kalpa, Sankalpa, resolution, why I am doing this puja. And we give the name of the devta also there in the sankalpa. I am doing your puja for this purpose. I want this and thing. Sankalpa. Tantra mevacha and the tantra, the procedure. And the process of performing. Then, next.
Gatayo matayo shraddha prayaschittam samarpanam.
Then gati, what will be the gati, what will you get? Mati, disciplines and the poses and movements, how you have to perform, like you have to, you might have seen it. When I do the Atma Nivedan, have you seen Atma Nivedan?
Mudras.
Mudra. What is the Atma Nivedan mantra? You all know.
Kayana Vacha.
Okay, then the embracted mantra.
After prayasya, kayan vacha manasa indriva buddhyatmana prakriti swabhava. Karomi yadyat, whatever I am doing it for you. So mudra for this is that you have to take water and you have to put the ring finger here and do this. When we do the dhyami, so it has to be in kurma mudra, like this. Dhyami, I am meditating on you, Lord. This is the mudra. So this mudra also, they were explained by him. Then Shraddha, prayaschittam, suppose I am doing puja and something has gone wrong. I didn't chant the mantra properly, there was a mistake in pronunciation. Then prayaschittam is there. Samarpanam, you have to surrender also. Purusha avevete sambhara samritamaya. From that purus, from the purus, that avayava, avayava means the limbs of that purus, I have collected all this. Who is saying? Brahmaji has collected. He was only one at that time. Then what he did after collection?
Iti samrita sambharaha purushavayavairaham taneva purusham yagyam tenevayajameshwaram.
Iti samrita sambharaha, after collecting all these things, purushavayavairam, from the limbs of that purus, tameva purusham yagyam taneva ayajam ishwaram. Then after that I worshipped that purus. Collecting from him only and worshipped him. We also say na? Patram puspam tuyam phalam. Kiska hai? Who has given? Patram puspam tuyam phalam. Tera tujhko arpan kya lage mera? Guru Nanak said, Ape pive apu amrit ghat, ape pivan hari. Apu pive, he drinks himself. From apu ghat, amrit ghat, he has become amrit ghat also. And ape pivan hari, and who is giving that? He only. So all three, he is himself. Ape dhunde, apu dhundave, apu dhundan hari. Ape dhunde. He himself is searching. What is searching? What is he search? That himself, he himself is that. The object himself is that tattva. That purusha has become all this, na? Whole world is purusha only. Apan dhunda nari. Somebody is instructing that dhundo isko, find out this. The person who is giving instruction also is the same. Same thing. Everything is that. There is nothing else. Apun khele apu kari deke khel sankoche nanuk ekei. He is the one only. There is only one. When we are standing in the Ganga waters, what we are doing? We are worshipping Mother Ganga with the Ganga jal only. Standing in the Ganga jal water, taking the Ganga water and worshipping the Mother Ganga only. So here also Brahmaji, what did? He collected all these materials from the limbs of that purus, and with those materials he worshipped that purus.
Tataste bhrataraime prajanam patayo nava ayajan vyaktam avyaktam purusham susamahitah.
Tataste. Tataste bhratara. Tataste bhratara. This was dialogue between Narad and Brahmaji. Tataste Narad bhratara, your brothers, ime prajan patayo nava, nine prajapatis. Ayajan, they started worshipping whom? Vyaktam and avyaktam. Vyaktam means all that is manifested, and avyaktam which is not manifest. They started worshipping purusan susamahita, that purus. Susamahita means with concentrated mind and devotion. So after Brahmaji did the worship, followed by Naradji, his elder brothers. Who are the elder brothers of Naradji? Sanak Sanandana, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, these were four brothers. Then they did also. And the nine Prajapati.
ततश्च मनवः काले ईजिरे ऋषयो परे पितरो विबुधा दैत्याः मनुष्या क्रतुभिर्भु
ततश्च देयर आफ्टर मनव मनव मीन्स मनु मनु काले ईजिरे ऋषयो अपरे ऋषि पितर देन विबुधा देवता दैत्या मनुष्य ऑल द मनुष्य एंड कृतुभि विभूम दे कृतुभि मीन्स दे ऑल वर्शिप विभूम दे ऑल वर्शिप दैट पुरुष द फर्स्ट हु डिड ब्रह्मा जी देयर आफ्टर अदर देवताज देन ऑल द बीइंग्स दे डिड Now it is the supreme being and his transcendental nature is being discussed.
Narayane Bhagavati tadidam vishvamahitam grihitam tat grihitam ayarugunah sargadavagunasvatah
Narayane Bhagavati tadidam vishvamahitam On that Narayan the whole Vishva is resting. He is the Asraya. He is the support of the whole. He is Nirgun, but with his power, Grihit Mayor Guna, Grihit, he has taken the Maya Guna. What are the Maya Guna? Sattva, Rajas and Tama. Sargad Avaguna Swataha, and he has become all this. Swataha. Swataha, he became. You remember in Panchadasi? Paramatma Advayananda Purnam Purva Swamayaya Swayameva Jagat Bhutva Pravishat Jiva Rupata Paramatma Advaya, he alone was there. Here also the same thing is being expounded here. First the Purus was only there. From that Purus, from that Vishnu, from that Narayan came that lotus and Brahmaji came. From Brahmaji, he collected all these materials. Bhut and everything, he worshipped. So there also is the same thing. Paramatma, Advayananda, Purnam, he was complete, nothing was required. Purvam, he was alone. Swamaya, with his own Maya Sakti. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, he became Jagat. So he became Jagat. And Pravishita Jeeva Rupata. We have seen many, many times that what is this Jagat? Huh? Jagat is also Paramatma. Maya. With his power, Maya, he became everything. नहीं समझ आता है देयर आर ओनली फाइव थिंग्स अस्थि भाति प्रिय एंड नाम सो अस्थि भाति प्रिय इज एवरीवेयर इन ईच एंड एवरी ऑब्जेक्ट वेदर इट इज इनर्ट और सेंसिएंट एंड नाम रूप चेयर हैज गॉट अस्थि भाति प्रिय एंड ए रूप एंड वी हैज गिवन ए नेम दिस इज चेयर Asti Bhati Priya is here in this table also. It has got this shape and we call it table. A different room. So in each and everything you will find five things. Asti Bhati Priya, that represents that Purush, Brahman. Satchidananda. And on that there is a Naam. So Satchidananda on the chair roof. So chair is Satchidananda or not?
Yes.
Table, Satchidananda, Naam roof. Table is also. That is why in India we worship each and everything. Even the driver will worship the wheel of the car or the engine. Satchidananda and then the car is there, Naam and roof. A different roop, we call it truck. A different roop, we call it tractor. But it is all Satchidananda. Satchidananda, It's everywhere. And on which? This Naam Roop is there. This Naam Roop is only changing. This Naam Roop is perishing, is it not so? Satchidananda is always same. Substratum is same. There is no change in that. Only Naam Roop changes, Naam Roop changes continuously. So he became everything.
We can see his ness in the chair. How about Bhati and Priya?
Bhati and Priya.
Right. It's a very good question. You see, Asti, Bhati, Priya, Asti, isness you are able to understand. But this isness you can't see with your eyes. But with your third eye understanding, eye of understanding, you can understand that isness is there. If isness is taken out from there, it will collapse. It will not be there. If Satchidananda is taken out from the whole Brahman, which is the substratum of the whole world will collapse. How is that? On the rope, you are seeing snake. If I remove the snake, if I remove the rope, no snake. If Brahman withdraws from the whole world. So how, this is Asti. Bhati. Bhati means that it has the capacity to express itself, that is, I am here. It's not that they will not be able to call that I am chair, I am chair, I am chair. But they have got expression that I am here. And how is the Priya? Priya means it may be giving sukh to somebody who is sitting, but may not give sukh to everybody. It may not give sukh to a mosquito because you will not get anything. But it can give sukh to a tired person. But who is tired of sitting, he will not get so, he will get up. So each and every object of the world is priya to somebody, something. It may not be priya to each and everything. So that is why Asti Bhati Priya is there. Everywhere Asti Bhati Priya is there.
What is Asti?
Asti is the existence. Existence, consciousness and bliss. It's not that you can segregate Asti is there, there is no Priya there, there is no Bhati. You cannot segregate.
Isness
and consciousness and bliss is always together. This is what we see in the whole world. Existence is there, then the chit part is there, knowledge part. In some places we find knowledge is not there, but in the sentient being we find the knowledge part is there, chit is there, and we get ananda also. So therefore, it is Satchit Ananda. So Satchit Ananda is everywhere, on which the Naam Roop is superimposition. Naam Roop is appearance. It is actually the Satchit Ananda itself. And the example given is like the gold ornaments. It's only the Naam Roop, then we say it is earring, this is bangle, this is necklace. Really speaking, it's all gold. But what we see, we don't see the gold, we see only Naam and Roop. We have to just shift the attention. We are seeing the Naam Roop, not the substratum. A realized person, like a goldsmith going into any shop, he will not see the shape and all that or the design. He will see the gold. Kitna gold hai isme. You take your antique thing to goldsmith. I am holding this for 500 years. He will not give any weight to that. He will say, how much weight is that? Not only that, he will again rub it on that stone and find out how much carat is there, then he will tell you, this much I will give you. The Ajnani sees the only Naam Roop. Like when we go to the jeweler's shop, we see only Naam Roop. This is good. We should buy this Naam Roop. And Jnani sees the Tattva. Many times I have said, Jnani sees Namrup, he is not able to see the Astibhati Priya. Jnani will see Astibhati Priya, he is not able to see the Namrup. Itna hi parat hai, aur kuch nahi hai. Astibhati Priya.
Srijami tanni yuktoham haro harati tadvashah vishvam purusha rupena paripati iti shaktidhika.
Srijami tanni niyukto. Srijami means I. I means Brahmaji saying I create the whole world. Niyuktoham according to his direction. Whose direction? Purush. Purush direction. Haro harati tadvasa. Haro. Hare Mahadev. Haro harati. He dissolves. And he is also tadvasa. He is under the control of that purusha. Control of that purusha means the consciousness in Mahadev, the consciousness in Brahma, they all are coming from one source. They are under the control of that. That we have seen in our Kenopanishad story also. Same thing, Kenopanishad here also. Tadvasa. Vishwam purush rupena paripati trishaktidhrak. Vishwam purush rupena. And that Narayan, that Vishnu, Mahavishnu, he sustains the whole. So creation is by Brahmaji, dissolution is by Har, not Hari, Har. And Vishwam Purush Rupena Paripati Tri Shakti Dhrak. And Lord Vishnu, he maintains the whole creation. Yes, here Brahma. You see, in each Puran you will find the Puran himself will become that he is Brahman. In Devi Puran you will say Devi is Brahman. See? In Shiv Puran you will say the Shiv is Brahman. Here in this Mahapuran you will find the Krishna is Brahman, Vishnu is Brahman. But we are trying to indicate Brahman means that is Nirgun Nirakar, the ultimate Purush. Paripati, Tri Shakti Dhar. Tri Shakti, what is Tri Shakti? Kriya Shakti. Do, Tisra. Ichha Shakti. Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Gyan Shakti. Tri Shakti, Tri Shakti, dekh.
Iti te avitam tata yathedam manupriccasi nanyat bhagavata kinchit bhavyam sadasadatmakam.
Iti te avitam tata, whatever you ask me, I have to. The dialogue was going between Naran and Brahmaji. And who quoted this dialogue? Sukadev is quoting. The question was raised by Parikshit. Parikshit asked Sukhdevji and Sukhdevji said yes, the question which you have asked, it was asked earlier also and it was asked by Naradji and Brahmaji gave the reply, I am going to quote the whole thing as it is. So you ask about this creation, I have told you how this Virat Purush and how this materials, Drabya, how it came out, everything I have explained you. Your question is answered.
Na bharati menya mishapau lakshate na vekachin me manaso mrishagatihi na me rishikani patantya satpathe yan me hridotkanthavata dhrito harihi.
Yan me hridotkanthavata dhrito harihi. My mind, my heart is always absorbed in Hari. Always absorbed in Hari. So what happens? Na bharti ming mrichupla says, my words never prove untrue. Never prove untrue. Whatever I say, it will happen. You see, this type of siddhi even the Mahatmas can get. If you start walking that path, if you start devoting your mind into the Hari, you will also get siddhi. All of a sudden you will find whatever you speak, it is happening. Even whatever you think, it happens. Just by thinking, it happens. Kaise hota hai? What is the science behind it? Thus, you start treading the path, you are reaching toward the Brahman, you get the power of Maya Shakti also. Maya is dependent on Brahman. Whatever Brahman says, Maya will do. Similarly, a realized person is Brahman. Whatever he says, it will happen. Maya or the Prakriti has to do it. That is why people go and, Mahatma ji, mere sir par haath rakho, mere ko aashirvaad karo, Sukhi Baba bolo, Dirghayu. Baba, that is why we go and say, Mahatma, please bless me. Nave katin me manaso mrisham gati, and in my mind never takes a wrong turn. What is the wrong turn of mind? Wrong turn of mind? Mind, his mind is always absorbed in Hari. Whose mind? Brahmaji is saying, my mind is always absorbed in this. So it never takes a wrong turn. Wrong turn is going towards this. And where is our mind? Wrong direction. So we
but
all
have created all that.
Huh?
He only created.
That is a sport, Leela. So we are taking this turn. And his mind is there, he never takes come down to this. Name Rishikani Patanti Sapate. And Rishikani, senses. Senses also never indulge. N-O-E-T. Our senses. That is why it is said Paranchikani. They have got the manufacturing defect. What is this manufacturing defect? They can see outside. They can't see inside. Your eyes can see only outside. Turn the eye, you can't see inside what is happening inside. You can hear the sound, but you cannot hear the sound of your heart. You can smell the things outside, but what is going on inside, you never smell.
Thank God.
So this is the manufacturing defect, so you are not able to see what is happening inside. And where is it? And made all organs of perception and action extrovert. Bed bed ka maja dekhta hai. What are you doing? Theek hai, if you are happy with the OET, you remain happy. We'll stop here. There are another 12 verses. Then there comes the Leela avatar. We'll see the Leela avatar.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om. Shri Guru Namah. Hari Om.